This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 26, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a stage tour game coming in with a nice little guitar attached to it. Nice little blurb about Dragon Quest VII. And Xbox does announce disc-to-digital features. But we begin today with the race to world first. And here is your top five. At number five, Scarlet Crusade from China. Number four, Honestly? Yes, Honestly. And number three, Team Liquid. Number two, Method. And number one, defeating the boss about 40 minutes ago is Team Echo. They are now 6 out of 8 right now. Who will take the last two first? This is going to be close. But now we get to do an update on GTA 6 again and on the lawsuit again, because SVG and Eurogamer said that Rockstar issued a statement about the lawsuit. And you probably heard the whispers about the latest leaks on the GTA 6 gameplay and about the video game monetization, which is not about the first Rockstar theme that has encountered the issue, about fans being angry about the way the studio does business. So in June, the announcement of GTA 6 physical editions made the fans very mad. So now Rockstar has issued a lengthy official response to the most recent leaks on X. Quote, "It would be an understatement to say that having videos Grand Theft Auto 6 gameplay leak in this way has been heartbreaking for our team, and it's this obviously not how we intend for you to see the game after all this time." That's what they said yesterday. But a part of it also read, quote, "We're very sorry that everything has taken as long as it has, from getting the game finished nearly there, to sharing more details and official gameplay, on providing the community with everything you want to know," end quote, because they were determined to deliver the level that players do deserve. Further quote, "We want to thank everyone in the community who has reached out with the messages to support this past week. Your words have meant more to this team than you can imagine. Ultimately, we're making the game for you, and without you, we would not have the privilege of making games," end quote. So how will the game do? Oh, we shall see, we shall see. Now, if you decide to play the game on Xbox, Gamatsu said that if you buy it on the disc, you could transfer it to digital. So Xbox made an announcement bringing the benefits to thousands of physical Xbox Series X and Xbox One discs. And Xbox insiders can begin testing the feature in 5 days, August 31st. Now, the feature only works by inserting the Xbox Series X or Xbox One disc into your Xbox console, and that's redeeming a digital entitlement for the game to your account, allowing you to play it digitally without the need to insert the disc. The disc itself will not be affected until continued to work as normal. Here's what Xbox said, quote, "Most Xbox One and Xbox Series X disc-based games support this new feature. Players can claim digital entitlement by inserting a supported disc into an Xbox One or Xbox Series X console and launching the game. Once the entitlement is claimed, you can experience the benefits of digital, including the Xbox Play Anywhere and the Xbox Cloud Gaming, where supported, while your physical disc continues to work exactly as it always has. We're starting with thousands of titles, and we continue to add more over time. While not every title will be available at launch, this is an important step toward the future where players can have greater confidence that the games they buy remain them for years to come," end quote. And one game that was out there, still out there now, is Dragon Quest VII. Via GamesRadar.com, this game was going to be an open world game, but he said the story did fall apart, so the team had to fix some things. That's what the creator, Yuji Horii, did reveal at the 2000s Dragon Quest VII was originally intended to be an open-world game, but was reworked to have some order to exploration after the story apparently fell apart. in an interview with Famitsu, and that was translated by the website itself. And Hori did talk about the development of different games in the series. When it came to one of the most popular games in the series, Dragon Quest VII, he did explain that it was clearly intended to have an open design before he decided that the story needed more inerity. Now, there was an open world thought because Dragon Quest VII would have a much larger world spanning more continents. And I came with the idea of the protagonist discovering a building and the world's map, and a plan must be done in any order. But the idea was scrapped quickly. Quote, because collecting maps is at the center of Dragon Quest VII, and the beginning of the stone shards are scattered all over the world. It wouldn't matter which stone you had collected, you'd still be able to progress the story, end quote. But you needed some specific shards to complete the story, which is true, which is what I discovered when I played the game. And that was decided for plot purposes. For the quote, we tried it, but the story fell apart. We had no choice but to add some degree of order to it. There are some stone shards that can be obtained before or after others, but the ones related to important plot points will have some order to them, end quote. Do you think it should be an open world? Let me know at Joe Brums on both X and Blue Sky. Now, we got every single announcement out there from yesterday's opening night live, and we're going to go via polygon.com because here's the list. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Songs of Past got a teaser trailer, and we found out that The Witcher Wild Hunt is being remastered, and that game will come September 29th. Final Fantasy VII Revelation got a release window, and it'll be spring next year. For Nintendo Switch 2, PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Xbox Series X, all at the same time. Gears of War E-Day got an official story trailer. Hoya vs. Elden Ring, like game, Nordis Fall was revealed. So if you like Elden Ring, you might like Nordis. Ubisoft announced Rainbow Six Tactics. A new RPG called Ananta was revealed there as well. And it'll be coming out January 15th for Android and iOS, PlayStation 5, and Windows PC. The Silent Hill Townfall cast was revealed. Tides of Annihilation trailer was also confirmed a new lead actor. And that'll be Angelia Santalabono, I think. Love Song was also announced. Mega Man Dual Overdrive was also announced. We got an update on Rayman's Legend Retold. We got a trailer for Dead.net via PUBG. The Game of Thrones War for Westeros did show up some gameplay. Dust Origins revealed a lot of blood. Exodus got a release date, which will be next year on April 7th. Warlock Dungeons & Dragons did have a nice debut trailer. 1001 Threads of Mizzen was also shown, and Metro 2039 got a new gameplay trailer. Hitman showed up again because Snoop Dogg was there, but we knew that was coming. Afterworld did show up there too. It looks almost like a Mad Max game. Eugenics got a console release date. Petite Planets will be coming this winter. You can pre-register now. Stage Tour, we'll get to that one here in a few minutes. But that got a bit of gameplay too. Crazy Taxi multiplayer was revealed. Find Dinos and New Turok. Fight Dinos and New Turok. Yeah, that's coming. Grimhounds, also coming later this year. Lego Skylines was also revealed. Path of Exile 2, coming this winter. Dead by Daylight developers showed up with Extraminus. Heroes of Might and Magic 3 is getting remade. No Law, got a gameplay trailer. Untos World Premiere got a gameplay trailer as well. And then they went to Pony Island 2. That'll come next spring. Zoopunk showed up after that with a nice little gameplay trailer. Valor Immortus also came in with a new gameplay trailer. Morrowind Revealed will be out 2027 for PC. And then there was Onimusha's demo got bigger. As it's Onimusha Way of the Sword demo. The game launches on September 4th. Now we're going to end with some tech, though. Engadget did say that the Asus new esports focused gaming monitors are coming. And that too is at Gamescom 2026. Now this does feature a 720Hz refresh rate and the fastest new monitors with the Tandem 1080p WOLED, which means white organic light emitting diode. And that's a panel that has up to 1700 nits of peak brightness. It's got some good stats to it. We'll see what happens with the sales of it. But I did say something about Stage Tour, right? GamesRadar.com. They say the controller bundle of pre-orders are live and now ready to rock, but only with the PlayStation 5 version coming with the physical disc. Now, if you want just the game, it's going to come out to be $40. But if you want the guitar to go with it, that's $130. And yes, it's on pre-order. Try it if you want it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.